Hi, Kathy. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Michelle. We made it through another week.
We did it. Happy Monday to anybody who's listening. As you probably have heard in the past, we record on Friday. We publish in the wee hours of the morning
I
or
still
late
don't know how
night.
you do it.
I actually last week, I got in bed. It was Sunday night. I got in bed. I have to tell you all about my new mattress cover because it makes me happy and we're all about the happy here. But I get in bed, I'm all toasty and cozy, and all of a sudden my eyes shot up and I was like, I didn't publish the episode yet. So I jumped out of bed. I was sitting, I set up my laptop on the vanity in my bedroom, and I'm like,
Did you?
publishing the episode. Yeah. So it's funny. I'm like, oh
Wow.
shoot. And it's not like Kathy's gonna kill me if it doesn't get done. If once I had to, I forgot about it, did it Monday morning. But I try to publish it before I go to bed Sunday night so that people who are in Asia, in Europe, they're getting it on their Monday morning afternoon time as opposed to waiting until the next day to hear from us. So then I tweeted out then. Because you, I tag you and me in every week, and then I'll republish it to Twitter again, when I'm awake on Monday, and so everybody can see it. But yeah, it's so funny that I like literally like jumped out of bed like I'm not gonna forget this week.
Well, I appreciate the fact that you handle all of that stuff. I'm always here if you need me to do that,
I
but
appreciate it.
you just get it done, and I'm surprised every Monday morning. Well, as it's my one bright spot on Monday morning. I'm like, oh, right, we did that on Friday. That was cool. And I'm happy that it goes out because usually on Mondays it's just like, how did this happen so fast? Like, what happened to Saturday and Sunday? It just,
Whole weekend
why
is
is it going fast?
gone.
It
I
happens so
know.
fast.
It sure
Yeah.
does. It sure does. Yeah, and I use my own photography because, like, what are we going to use as a
Yeah.
cover photo? So I just use whatever just strikes me out of my own photography. It's just one way I can use what I've created. And I'm always like, I wonder what Kathy thinks of this picture this week.
Yeah. It's always good.
So,
I love your photography. I love your
oh,
nature
thanks.
photography and just the shots that you get. It's
It's a lot
incredible.
of fun.
So,
Thanks. Yeah, it's
yeah.
so much fun. I really appreciate it. So you had some ideas of motivational stuff to talk about this week.
Yeah, well, okay. So we do a podcast for Cadence, right? It's called The Cadence Beat. You came up with that name.
I do remember that now. I was like, I
Yeah.
did? She's like, you
Yes.
did.
Yes. You totally did. Because I was like, I want to do a podcast because I think it'll work really well for this brand. I think it just works well for Ben, who's the lead developer for Cadence. He's extremely well spoken. And people want to hear from the leads of the software products that they are using and purchasing from. And I wanted to give him a voice that was super easy, that all he had to do was show up and have a good conversation, and I would handle the rest and it would be good for the brand. So we started this like almost a year ago, and we're on episode 21. And we've been having guests on lately. We just to change things up a little bit. And this last episode is one of my favorites. And it's the one where I was like, you know what? You guys do this without me. And they did so well. It was such an amazing conversation. And our guest was this guy, Jake Foll, who's done a ton of cool stuff with Cadence,
He
who's
really
also taken,
has.
he really has. He took the Linktree idea that you had, and then I wrote a blog post about, and he took it and built out a whole bunch of link trees where people could just like go and basically get into his design library and download one of his designs, and it comes in because of the way Cadence works. It comes in and inherits from the brand colors of that site. And I'm like, let's talk to Jake. This will be great. And it was really meaningful. It was meaningful for everybody who participated. It was a video podcast. I had to edit it, but I was just so proud of it. And then I'm watching this. And all everybody's saying congratulations to Jake, like he was just on the Tonight Show. I was just laughing. I'm like, does that make Ben like Jimmy Fallon? Laughing to myself, like Ben is the Jimmy Fallon of WordPress, and just like laughing to myself about it. But
Love
it was so funny. I took a step back from it, and I'm like, this is just my work, right? It's kind of a little thing, but it's meaningful. And I thought about like you, because you, and I think I tweeted about that this week, because I was thinking about how you came up with the Cadence Beat. It was like you didn't like spend hours thinking of it. You just like came up with it almost like on the spot in a call. The Linktree thing, you came up with that and ran with it. And it just, it has these ripple effects. And I started thinking about you and me and all the stuff that we do and how we do like some things that are like really big and take a lot of Herculean efforts.
Yeah, like a lot of things like making a movie, Kathy, like making a whole movie.
Making movies on location. We do a lot of big things, but we also do a lot of little things that have really huge effects. And you never know when a little thing is going to be huge. And so I've got this, like, you know, I've got an Instagram account. I've got a puppy. And so I did, the puppy and the cat were fighting. And I was like, oh, funny, taking a video. And I'm like, oh, this will be funny on Instagram. I'm just going to share it. And this thing went like crazy viral. And then I'm like, ooh, I could go viral on Instagram. This will be fun. I post other stuff. And it's just like, wah, wah. You know, like, it's not, like, you never know what's going to hit. What's going to, I'm like, I don't understand dog, cat, viral. But it's like, I'm not going to try to figure all that out. But little thing, you never know what little thing is going to have like a massive impact.
Yeah.
And so where do these things come from? Inspiration, just an idea and you run with it. And sometimes, you know, like not every idea is going to like be huge, but sometimes these little things you do have huge impacts. So I've been thinking about that all week and I'm like, woo, I'm all That's inspired. So cool. I have so many ideas of like cool things I want to do next. And I just need a clone or three.
Sometimes I think, you know, you put a lot of thought and energy into something and creating the perfect, like coming up with a name for something, for example. And it's like, yes, that is so cool. And other times it's just like dumb luck. Like, oh, what about this? And everybody goes, ooh, I like that. And sometimes you go, oh, what about this? And people look at you like you have three heads, right? So like, you don't know what's going to land and what isn't, depending on the audience and everything else. But yeah, it is fun when those things, whether you've worked really hard on them or it was serendipitous, take hold and make a difference. Yeah. Absolutely. I love that.
Yeah.
Great observations. Yeah.
It's just been, I don't know. It's, you know, it's been a busy week. We've got some big stuff coming up next week, but yeah, I've just been thinking about all of this stuff and it's just like, I finally am starting to figure out, okay, I know what makes me happy. And it's like doing these like little things and then, you know, just doing the things I know that are like the right things to do. And then just seeing how it has this impact, that like a wider impact where somebody else gets uplifted, which is why, you know, we're here, WP Motivate. Mm-hmm. It's just a conversation we have every week. But our goal here is that even one thing that we say gets somebody else to go, you know, that pebble in the pond with ripples and who knows where it's going to go.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
I love it. I mean, we're not Zig Ziglar. We're not, you know, coming up with the quotes that people are putting all over the internet. Yeah. And well, maybe you are.
That was my evil attempt at a joke.
I love it. But yeah, you're right. It's like, hopefully, you know, people will listen. And I don't know who's listening every week. We don't know who you are out there. It's like talking to each other and the great unknown kind of thing.
Yeah.
But then somebody will tell me, I'll get a DM from somebody saying, oh, I heard you talk about XYZ on the podcast. And I'm like, oh, you did? Oh, that's so cool. Yeah. Somebody's listening, you know, and I love it. It makes me happy. Absolutely.
Yeah. It makes me really happy too, because I really do feel like it's not just, you know, like, ooh, I did something cool. It's like somebody else did something cool and I uplifted them so that they could like really see that they're doing something cool and they then get inspired to do more and then they inspire someone else. And it's just this like interconnection of all of humanity, of all that is, that this interconnection where we all just kind of uplift each other and empower each other to do more. And it compounds, right? And
yes,
I don't know, it gives me faith in humanity that things, no matter how bad things might seem, things are getting better and the internet's doing this, right? Because I wouldn't have any contacts with any of these people if I was like, I don't know, working in an office doing something, you know, if the internet didn't exist.
Yeah.
And so like the technology that's bringing us all together where I can inspire somebody I'll maybe never meet in real life.
It's cool. I can say this publicly now because it was finally announced, but I'm speaking at WordCamp Asia and it got announced that I know I'm so excited. It's in Thailand. I have never been to Europe. I've never been to South America. I mean, I've been to North America. I've been to the Caribbean and I've been to Hawaii. Like, I literally have never been any place else. And so, you know, at 54 years old, I get to go to Thailand in February,
that
which
is
reminds
so
me,
cool.
I have to get my passport done soon. But what's super cool is since it was announced, I've had two or three people reach out to me and say, oh my God, I get to meet you in person. And it's like, aww. I think to myself, I've known this person for 5 or 6 years,
yeah,
and think of them as a friend. And like, it didn't occur to me that I haven't ever met you in person before, because those connections are real, even if they aren't
right
sitting across the same table. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
The number of times you and I have literally been in the same place together is
handful.
Yeah. If that, right. Like,
yeah,
and a couple of times we didn't know each other yet.
Right.
There's a picture on WordCamp US, I don't remember which year it was, in Nashville. And I'm like, oh, that's Kathy and that's me. And we're standing next to each other. We didn't know each other yet. We chatted because we got to know each other.
Yeah, it was my first WordCamp US, and our table was right next to the give table, and you were there. And so we were just kind of like, and it was so busy, right?
And it was
crazy
because.
Yeah, but we were there, and so it's like I kind of knew who you were, and I knew who Taylor and Cromwell and some of the other teammates from Give were, because I was previously on the West Coast, and we were bumping each other at West Coast WordCamp. I never met you, and so I didn't really know who you were. But then, you know, here we are.
I know. Sending each other love over the airwaves all the time. I love it. Yeah,
watching out for each other.
Right? But it is those little, and that those are those little gems and those little drops, as if you will. And, you know, when we were talking a little bit before we started recording about those little serendipitous moments and whatever, it's made me think about like a bucket of water or the ocean. Like, it's all made up of tiny droplets, but they all come together to make something amazing, right?
Right.
And that's kind of what WordPress is, really. I mean, like, my whole town is not filled with WordPress people. Maybe, I mean, there's probably more than I think there is who have a site or a blog or something. But like, if I walk down the street, I could walk down 5 streets and never meet a person who's heard of WordPress, right?
Right.
But we're all connected so much that it feels like, I mean, it isn't a global community, obviously, but it feels like there's people sitting next to me who are working in the project as well. And so, yeah, super fun, super, super fun.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. It's the community of WordPress. I never, you know, I started using WordPress so long ago, and I was always like, not really, as well as younger kids and stuff. And I was like, yeah, well, this is just what I use and stuff. And it wasn't until it took a long time for me to really get involved with the community. And then once I was there, Jennifer Bourne, actually, at WordCamp Sacramento, I was driving through Sacramento, and I was like, I wonder if there are meetups, like these meetup things.
Yeah, these meetup things.
And she's like, you know, there's a bunch of us that go to WordCamps all over the place, and we go to all, like, we travel to go to WordCamps. And I'm like, really?
What? Why would anybody do that?
I had no idea. So she was like pretty much my first introduction to what WordCamps were all about and everything. Yeah. And I was like, okay, well, this is cool. I want to go to them. Like, I got to. I've been to. I got to go to WordCamp Europe in Berlin. That was so much fun.
Oh,
I've gotten to go to WordCamp Kansas City. Like, I think that was the tiniest one I went to, but it was still tons of fun.
I don't know. WordCamp Rochester might have been one of the smaller ones you've been to, also.
Yeah, yeah, but it's so much fun. Just,
we had a blast. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So fun. So fun. Well, next week is State of the Word. I wish you could be there with me. I really do. I'm flying in super early Wednesday. I think my flight lands in New York around 7:30 a.m. And I fly out super late on Thursday night around 10 p.m. 10:30 p.m. is my flight out. So I'm going to be there, you know, just for the 2 days, because I have a full day on Friday that I have to be, you know, attentive at my desk for. And so I am so excited to see the people who are going to be there. I have something exciting that I wish, I'll tell you after we're off the air, that I'm working on, that I can't, sometimes I tip my hand here, like about, you know, the Halloween dress as Nathan Wrigley thing. This one I can't tip my hand for. You're going to have to tune in next week to find out what it was that I did, or, you know, did at State of the Word that is so exciting to me. So this is your cliffhanger. You're just going to have to come back next
week. Dun, dun,
dun. Dun, dun, dun. Come back next week and learn all about it. Because honestly, like, I can hardly contain myself. I'm so giddy about this thing.
I'm excited. That so is so cool.
Yeah, I'll definitely share it with everybody next week with pictures and everything else. But awesome. Sometimes you come up with ideas that just, even if the other person goes, oh, okay, thanks, that's awesome, you're still going like, oh my God, it was so fun, right? Like, it doesn't matter.
Okay, so. I can't wait now. Because the Nathan Wrigley, because you as Nathan Wrigley on Halloween is still one of my favorite WordPress moments of the year. Because that is that, I just hope that joke goes on forever. And the way Nathan plays with it,
oh my
it's
gosh,
just the best. It's the best.
Did you see the image I made, the CAPTCHA image I made and posted on Twitter? Where it's like, choose the authentic Nathan Wrigley's, and then it was pictures of me as him and pictures of him as him. I cracked myself up. If y'all think that's a little too self-aggrandizing, I'm sorry, but I cracked myself up.
I love it. I think that was the one where I commented, please never let this joke
yes,
die.
Yes, I think it was. Yeah.
It must go on forever. So this much is the best.
Fun. So much fun. Yeah. Oh my
I love
gosh.
It. I'm sure the next idea is going to be as
I know. I don't know about exciting. Halloween next year. I'm not sure how you top that one, but we'll see.
Yeah, seriously.
I got time to think about it.
You do. Yeah, but the bar is pretty high, so you better know, right? You start
thinking now. It's like, do I just retire? Do I go out on that high? I don't know.
Nope. Oh. I think the cool thing, though, I mean, with all of the ideas that you get and that I get too, is like, sure, when you act upon those ideas, it's kind of almost like, all right, getting a little woo-woo here, but it's almost like this idea drops in magically from the other side.
Yes.
And you run with it, and then it's almost like the energy of the universe notices, hey, they ran with this, all right, well, here's another one. And it's like, as long as you like act upon those inspirations, the inspirations keep coming. Yeah. And it's like this fountain of great ideas. Once is all you have to do is act on them. Because I think, I don't know, spirit is kind of like, if you don't act on it, it's just going to go find someone who will, right? Like, it's just looking for like this flow of energy, of ideas, of creative, universal, mm-hmm, whatever, is just looking for a way to be actualized. And if you run with it, more comes.
Absolutely. It's like that one Friday when I said to you, hey, do you want to do a podcast? And we published it over the weekend, and it was live on Monday. And we're like, hey, we have a new podcast. Surprise! Yeah. That kind of thing.
Totally.
I wish I could remember the name of the book. But when I was probably in my early teens, late, I don't know, 10, 11, 12, something, maybe preteen, I got for Christmas a book, and it was a book of quotations, but it was geared towards children, but, you know, not like infants, right? But geared towards children. And it was these wonderful quotes from different books and things. And honest to goodness, I only remember two from that book. I wish I still had the book. I wish I could remember the title of it, because I would give anything to have it back. But one of them was Mother Goose, good, better, best, never rest until your good is better and your better is best. But the other one that's been ringing through my head all week, which has spurred me to just like do things that I need to do, is actually very dark. It's actually a Joseph Conrad from the Heart of Darkness. And it says, on the plains of hesitation, bleach the bones of countless millions who at the dawn of victory sat down to wait and in waiting died.
Wow.
Like, don't just sit and wait for the victory to come. You got to get out there and hustle and do it, right? So it really goes with what you just said. Like, it just popped in my head again. Like, you're given these ideas. It's your job to run with it or it'll die. Or somebody else will do it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't know. My kid doesn't believe me, but you know, at our age, it's kind of like you really realize how little time you have on this planet. And, you know, with everything that happened with my husband, like my memory, the Facebook memory that came up today, I was just like, oh yeah, I remember that one. And it was like that. It was like, you never know what is, I reposted it today. So I wrote a year ago today, every minute with your loved ones isn't enough. Every fight and disagreement will be looked upon with regret. The annoyances of messing up the bathroom or parking too close to your car in the garage will be missed. The dishes that went on top of the dishwasher instead of in it will be minor. Over the weeks, the texts that were at the top of your list end up at the bottom, and you'll regret more you think you will. Every minute with your loved ones, as they are now, broken and annoying and frustrating and irritating, will still not be enough. Love them anyway. And I wrote that last year in the heat of just like realizing what I had just gone through over just a couple of weeks of him having that stroke. And just like every single minute, every single moment is so precious. And if you have an idea, if you have something that you want to do with your life, do it. The world needs you.
And the things that you do and the love that you give, those are your real legacy, right? The things that you're able to do for others, the impact that you have on people through the things that you create, whether it's a website or a foundation or dinner on Tuesday night, like that's what your legacy is creating those memories and those experiences with other people and that connection.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So everybody go out there and create a really cool legacy. Like do the
It's going to happen anyway. You might as well do it now.
Yeah. But listen to what Kathy said. Don't just wait for the big things. Do the little things too, because those are the things that add up to the big things. Absolutely.
And you never know what those little things are going to lead to. You might think it's just, you're just doing this, but it ends up like having a rippling effect and you never know.
Someday I'll tell you the story of how I ended up at GiveWP. And it was through a little thing, like a handshake.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll save that for another week.
But, dun, dun, dun. More cliffhangers. Dun,
dun, dun. I have all the cliffhangers today. So. A lot of those I've been written in bios everywhere, so it's not like it's a big secret, but it's a fun story, so we'll have to share stories about our origin WordPress origin stories pretty soon, maybe the upcoming weeks, but it looks good. Well, everybody, we thank you for hanging in there with us, and we hope that the fun that we have talking to each other can bring you some joy and that you are inspired to do the things that you think about doing and making those connections too, because we know that that has made a difference for us. And we want to see you as happy as we're feeling today. So we wish you well. We'll see you next week after State of the Word.
Bye.
Bye.